juice has aged him.
Yes, guys, welcome back to FPL Juice, your place to come for the latest squeeze of all the juicy bits from your favourite game and ours. Of course, it's Fantasy Premier League. And of course, he's back once more. Luton's favourite son, if you take out Tommy Robinson. It's Ash.
And Andrew Tate.
Don't forget. All the great men of history.
And Charles Bronson.
Mate, you know, what is it about
I come from a long line of real notorious G's.
What is it about that place that turns out people like you?
Well, and listen, either got it or you ain't, do you know what I mean?
I'm glad
Luton made me. And this absolute wet wipe slash flannel is, of course, Nicholas. And yo, pun tonight's show, we check out the teams them and we march pun for game week 30. Mm. The wild card a boss out all over the place and the season will wrap up now. We ain't at the final stretch and anything can go on, me tell you. Enough things are go down, man. Man, I feel keep an eye upon the game because the last part of the season get real crazy. Who am I? The girl them sugar.
Thanks, Ash.
That's right.
Then we'll be discussing our top three British national treasures.
Mm.
Will David Coote make it? You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Then we are easing upon some current topics in our feature Tuesday social. This week, we are talking about Newcastle victory parade, selling your soul to the Saudi Lord of Mercy, and whether Trent is a real bad man or not, for he's not staying loyal to his Levi roots. For real, things getting sticky, and we now hold back on the truth. Me arise, them can't hold me down. Me a hustle for the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Nice one, Ash.
Yeah, hopefully you got that. What's happening on that section?
What's going wrong? Tell me when it's working again.
Evening, everybody. Hello, Jesse.
We've recovered.
All right. You're
good. Right.
Maybe it was Ash's voice that was throwing off YouTube. We'll also be putting our special guest to the test in. Guess the player. And on that note, it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to. Some people call him the King of Canvey Island. Right. Some people call him the Billericay Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. Some people call him the Romford Rascal. The Loughton Legend, the Braintree Boss man, the Harlow Hustler. He puts the sex in Essex, the F in FPL, and once his penis into a Henry Hoover. But we aren't allowed to talk about that right now. It's FPL Plonker. It's Aaron.
Good. Thanks for having me, but I just want to denounce all attachments to every single town you said there. I do not associate with any of those shitholes, so.
Where are you? What are you repping then?
I'm repping South Benny, mate. Benfleet. You done though.
Said no one in South Benfleet. How are you though, bro? You all good?
Yeah, mate, all good, yeah.
First appearance this season the juice.
Slacking.
It's been a long time coming. Rearranged you three times.
You've done me dirty with a streamception, so do you know what I mean?
What? We going there already?
Of course.
Like that.
I can make the streamceptions.
Yeah.
Getting in on a 6:30, yeah. You know.
Well, if you want to apply, we're doing auditions for new hosts. Submit your video.
Yeah.
To streamception@launchpod.com.
Lovely stuff.
/ never going to get the job.
We should say, James, can you just come in here for a sec? Yeah.
Mm.
Everyone, it is James's birthday today. The big
5-0.
The big 5-0.
50.
The man with the largest calves this side of Texas.
Half century. Go on. Put your bat in the air.
You've never seen a sexier guy than James.
The wrinkles are mad.
And not the ones
Fire.
On the face.
Fire.
Sex appeal off
he
the
does
charts.
Have. The baggiest testicles bag I've ever seen in my life.
And me.
Let me just tell you.
Big old bag.
Ash, how have you been?
I've been all right. Although it's been a little while since we've done this.
Well.
Because obviously I weren't going to talk about this on the stream, but you basically let the whole side down.
How did I leave the side down?
You let the whole team down.
What, by having a job?
Yeah, by literally having a job. But not only did you have a job, you also have this job. This is a real job as well. This is a full-time commitment.
No.
And you showed your true Levi roots.
No. That's bullshit. Let's have it right. Let's, what happened the last five-a-side tournament that we tried to do, and you accept some people are going to let you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people say, oh, I'll come and I'll, you know, on the day it doesn't happen.
Mm.
You don't expect it of your co-host.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Right. Speaking of not turning up five-a-sides, where was you in the one before that?
Oh.
Huh? I was ill.
Oh, you were eating eels, were you?
Huh? I was ill.
Shocking.
I could not make it.
I just need to say
so bullshit.
That you are an absolute disgrace. No,
no. If we want to talk about people letting, if we want to talk about people
getting feisty right now.
To be completely honest, if we want to talk about people letting other people down, mate, that's you.
How's that?
You've let people down.
How's that?
Every single time.
How's that?
We've tried to organise something.
Gonna get personal soon.
You're flaky.
Flaky?
You're flaky.
All right, listen to this, yeah?
You're flaky.
The show, the show last week, yeah? It was Nick's show, right? Nick's write the show. We do it weekly, yeah? Bi-weekly.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick wrote the show. It was me, Nick, and you supposed to be in, yeah? Monday night, bearing in mind the show's on a Tuesday, Nick texts us in the group. Oh, lads, I'm not going to make it.
Oh,
bailed out last
that's
minute.
That's bullshit.
I messaged Plonker. I'm like, Plonker. Plonker, you still coming? Oh, I can't make it. What? So I'm on Nick's show. I'm left on my own Monday evening to go and find two other people to come and do the show with
Nick
me.
Nick told me
I've been
about
sorting
that.
Out, I've been sorting out all the guests. I've been sorting out the guests.
You've not sorted out any guests?
Most of the season.
You've not booked a whole guest all season?
Most of the season.
Look at I've booked every single guest, bro. The only guest you booked is Steve-O.
2 weeks ago, Corey was here.
That I booked.
KSR was here.
Who?
KSR.
I booked.
Who looked after him? Because you couldn't be bothered to turn up.
I made... Listen. If you're not going to be
who
here,
turn up?
It's up to you to make sure there's a replacement, yeah? I wasn't here. I made sure there was two replacements. You had a full show.
No.
You had a full panel that I sorted.
And you've been phoning it in for a while.
Nah, you're pissing me off now, bro. Oh. There you go. Fucking lie, bro.
FPL, have a beer.
I'm
Nick, put me in. There you go.
Nah, you're pissing me off now, bro.
Be pissed off. I don't give a shit.
Nick,
fuck this.
No, do you know what? In all seriousness, I've had enough of it. No, because this is bullshit. No, I'm going to talk to you now. No, because honestly, we've
done it. You're on your own, bro.
But listen.
No,
honestly, listen.
Fuck it.
They're going to scrap. They're about to scrap. Because sense the anger in the eyes there. Well, anyway. Bukayo Saka bench, I heard. Is that true? What's the other lineup saying? I can't even read the chat, by the way. I ain't got my glasses on, but yeah, something's happened out there. I can hear noises now. Someone's getting thrown about. Whoever's the heavier one, probably them. Oh, mate, are you alright?
Are you always this pathetic?
Are you?
April Fools!
I really thought it would be a good April Fools.
April Fools!
I really thought.
James was rattled. James was rattled.
I really thought I would have got James on his birthday.
Who did we get?
My Tuesday.
Yeah, he was happy. He was happy. I thought you'd at least follow us out and see what was going on.
He didn't give a fuck. He was like, let him go. Whatever.
Never mind.
Did we get you, Jimmy, or not? Did we get Ariella?
Really poor.
Did we get Ariella?
No, Ariella knew.
Oh, shit.
Ariella was teeding it up. Oh, dear.
Whee.
That was pretty well executed, I've got to say. It was pretty good.
Listen.
I had to, Lewis Bonilla, damn, I had £100 on Ash. Mate, if you want to,
is that it?
If you want to
put your savings on that, bro.
If you want to throw away money,
put your savings on that.
Buy Bitcoin.
We'll go halves, isn't it? I'll bash him up, bro. You're right. yes. Right. Shout out the chat. That was funny, though. I enjoyed that. We should do that more often. I'm glad I got some things off my chest, though.
Yeah, many a true word said in jest.
Shout out to everyone in the chat, Ski.
Remind everyone that somehow this is still not an award-winning show.
Yeah, multi-nominated.
Somehow we've never won an FCA, and I don't know what we have to do to win it. Because I mean, apart from provide good FPL advice, that seems some FPL that seems to be the thread running through the shows that do win is normally with some actual some actual FPL content. But speaking of which, Ash, shall we shock the world by looking at some FPL teams?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
A lot of big up for me to see it, mate.
By the way, let's say hello to the chat because we ain't done
oh,
that
yeah,
yet.
Oh yeah, sorry, forgot all the excitement.
No, put it back. Like
I still can't even read that.
Put it back how it was.
I only wear my specs, didn't I? But I
didn't know they were bottles. Jimmy,
we'll,
man,
we'll tell Aaron if it's anything
smaller. Thanks everyone for joining us tonight. Obviously, we're always grateful for your support. Make sure you give us a like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Or producer James will indeed shut us down. No batteries in my X anymore. Please share the show on Twitter. Did you post the link? Probably
yeah,
not.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell.
I booked the guests. I post the links. What more do you want from me?
He's done some work. Shout out Discomfort. Loud noises, he says. Fancy Flukers in the house. Zyko having a little laugh. FPL splitting up Plonker bringing the beef, even without trying. Yes,
it's his influence.
BW split at Juice Show. Couples therapy GoFundMe link. Do you think we need that?
Always.
We should do that. Like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
New tangent episode, I think.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do want to do. And I said to you guys on the chat earlier with like the old FPL Juice crew, I want to do the laugh out loud, like you're not allowed to laugh challenge. Like that. Have you ever watched that show?
Oh, the one with Jimmy Carr.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I've seen clips. I thought they were very not funny.
Did you not?
We've had massive arguments in my group chat. The people that watch it saying it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And there's a few of us that are like, what the hell? How are people laughing at this?
I think maybe.
But they're saying you've got to actually watch the show.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Which I accept that, but from what I was seeing, I was like, what's so funny?
Yeah.
Bob Morton were going like, something cheese tastes like Birkwood or something.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's so funny. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I think you have to be like, you have to watch the whole context of the episode because it's just being stupid to get to make someone laugh. Oh, it's more funny watching the people try not to laugh than some of the jokes sometimes because you can see the way they're holding it in.
If you were there in the moment, it'll be so hard.
So
I didn't find that Joe guy very funny.
I love Joe Wilkinson.
Yeah, that's your sort of humour, isn't it?
On 8 out of 10
people
cats.
That aren't funny, that's your sort of humour.
High level. You're functioning on a Miranda level.
Old type Miranda.
You like Miranda.
Shout me.
Your favourite comedians probably like
Miranda.
I mean, if you're feeling edgy, you
Mrs.
watch
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
If you're feeling edgy, Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sean Lock would have been good. Oh,
Sean Lock is incredible.
He would have won that.
Yeah.
Easily, I reckon.
So yeah, so I do want to do an FPL version of that. Maybe
who would you have in this season? If you had to pick 8 FPL content creators to do that, who would you?
Oh, what? Not pundits.
Anyone.
All right, it's just anyone. I'll definitely have Corey and KSR back on.
Yeah.
Because they'd set each other off and us off.
Yeah. Yeah, you really love those guys, isn't it?
I've invited them
back. I do book the best guests.
I'd struggle with Ed.
You'd struggle with Ed.
I'd struggle to not laugh.
Yeah.
Ed's
got a way about him.
He just has to stand there.
A very David Mitchell way about him, hasn't he?
Very interesting.
I'm trying to think. I need to think about that question.
It's a good question.
I might put it out there to the Twitterverse.
FPL Nightmare.
Maybe. Yeah, he's funny. I like him. Very good.
Yeah. Any suggestions, guys, in the chat?
Yeah. Who would you like to see? That's more. You see, that a proper podcast would have said, put some suggestions in the chat, not listen to us
what do you think I'm here
struggle
for?
To think of 8 people off the top of our heads.
FPL would be acting classes needed, in my opinion. Wow.
Yeah. We're only doing
who
best,
more? Who particularly needs acting classes? Because you actually had acting classes.
I didn't have one.
Yeah, you did.
I had an agent. I never paid for lessons. I had an agent. I never paid for lessons.
Yeah. What would your agent say about that performance you just
So you carried that scene.
What? Plonker, tell the truth. Who carried the scene?
It was quite even, to be fair. It was good. It was missing that. It was missing that one insult to actually make you walk out.
Yeah,
that's what it was missing.
I know. I was trying to hold back a bit.
Yeah, you should have went in, mate. His biggest, darkest secret.
It's all comedy.
Yeah.
No, I actually wouldn't have come back if he said anything.
Yeah, the April Fool was actually on us, so you told. It's all fake, Kwame. It was actually a real one.
The studio would be up in flames, mate, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Look at this new camera, by the way.
I hate to see Ash without Snickers. What?
As in, you were angry.
Oh.
Do you not remember that advert?
No.
You're not yourself when you haven't had a Snickers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where they kept kicking off.
I remember that.
Excellent. Right.
I was more convinced by Ash. Yes. Come on, Gary.
That says a lot about you, Gary. Shout out, Gary. FPL Have a Beer, by the way. He's released our chat when we did a little interview section a little while ago.
Released, I listened to that.
Released on Monday. Did you like it?
I liked Gary's bits. The other bits are 2x speed on.
Only two.
If there was a higher, I don't know if there's more than 2x speed on YouTube, but if I could have done that when you were talking, I would have clicked on that. But Gary was brilliant. Gary was superb. The rest of it, I don't know.
Well, it was a good chat and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And anyone who hasn't watched it, go and check it out. We revealed the truth, got into about Ash's top 10K. We discussed that, of course.
I can't believe how long this lie has been going on for.
What about you having a top 10K?
No, about me.
Oh, yeah, no. Tell me
about me
it.
Buying a top 10K. Like, me. I don't buy shopping. Why would I buy a top 10K rank?
Well, you didn't pay your brother. That's why he kept messaging saying he still ain't paid me.
Mate, I wouldn't buy a Snickers, bro. I'll just take that. I'll behave.
Get the teams up.
All right. Who's going first?
Whoever.
I think that's your team, Nick.
That is my team. Did I change anything at the deadline? No. I left Clivert. Is that Marmoush captain still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did go captain Marmoush in the end. I'm sure that Salah's probably going to punish me. I think in the end, I put the vice on Palmer because I think Palmer could. I know a lot of people have done wild cards this week. I'm going to play mine next week.
Yeah.
And I just fancy Palmer to do well at Spurs. He got a big old haul against them earlier in the season. They're at home. Spurs can't stop shipping goals. And I think a lot of people are going to regret, hopefully, jumping off him just after a few bad game weeks. So we'll see what happens there. I've got Wissa on the bench. So Clivert, we know there's a lot of rumours about him not playing.
Is there? God, you read a lot of stuff.
How do you miss all this?
How do I miss it? I don't even care about football anymore.
Brilliant.
What?
So Clivert might not play, but I thought, do you know what? Maybe Newcastle have been on the beers a bit since their Carabao Cup win. Mm. So you never know. Wissaka might not be a bad option off the bench. I've just left it as it is.
Did you not fancy captain in Isak?
No.
Didn't fancy better?
No. I think there's lots of good options this week. But Leicester have been so bad. I can also hear the shout for, obviously, Salah.
Mm.
But then, of course, with Palace having Southampton, I can hear a shout for, you know, Saar or Mateta. Well, I suppose Mateta didn't look 100% sharp on the weekend. Even Munoz,
didn't
a hard
score?
Little half think about.
Didn't Mateta score in the cup?
I'm
sure he scored a goal. Ezra assist against Fulham. 3-0 win, wasn't it?
Sure, watch half it. He didn't look anything back to himself.
Maybe I'm making it up.
But in Burmo, obviously, I'm just waiting for that wild card next week. And then there's going to be wholesale changes, probably Bowen and Burmo, Wissa. Sells, I'll get rid of him. I'm just going to be going full bench boost, try and get as many double game week players as possible. Might do a triple captain on Isak as well.
You still got triple captain?
Got triple captain. I've got my wild card. I've got bench boost. I've still got my free hit. Ash, got all the chips.
All the chips, yeah.
I'm like McDonald's. I've got all the chips.
You have been watching a lot of FPO Andy this season.
Colm Bueller, there we go. No Mateta goal against Fulham. I did. He made me question myself there. And I should have completely disregarded you because you just said you don't even watch football anymore.
Yeah, what is football?
So, yes, excellent stuff. Right.
What do you reckon to this team, Az?
To be fair, don't look too far off a wild card team anyway. Like, if you were to wild cards, how many are you actually changing? Because it's maybe like four or five.
Like, the only reason people would have wildcarded would have been to get Haaland in the team and then
the
rest. But now he's out of the equation.
Well, the double game,
you don't really need to.
I mean, Newcastle in 32 have got Man U and Crystal Palace, both at home. So I feel like I need another Newcastle player. I've only got one City at the minute, which I'm not too bothered about because they've not been great, obviously. But Arsenal, they got Ipswich and Crystal Palace in a double game week in 33. So it'd be nice to, if Saka's back, I want him and then maybe one other as well. Be interested to see if Saka does play tonight.
Or he's on the bench, apparently. That leaked lineup.
Okay, right. So yeah, we'll see how much. But I don't know. I can understand people who want a bit of fun, chucking him straight in tonight if they did go early. Mm. I've seen some people bringing him in. But the reality is you don't come straight back from that injury and hit the ground running. I do think you got to give him a little bit of time. So a couple of game weeks, or maybe three game weeks, and then bring him in for the double. But obviously Real Madrid will be that'll be the game that they're going to save his minutes for, I would have thought, if he is limited. But yeah, that's where we are at the minute. Wild card next week. Stay tuned. Subscribe to the Patreon to see that.
on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like care about FPL this season?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, so that's like not it. A number.
I
just asked for a number. I didn't ask for a monologue, bruv. Just
8.
8.
Wow.
Aaron?
I'm low, bruv. I'm low. I ain't going to lie. Like, I used to watch every live game.
Yeah.
Now if it's like Forest Ipswich on a Friday night, I'm like, I can't be arsed to watch that shit, bro. And like Match of a Day on a Sunday, I'm like, I can't be arsed.
You'd rather watch a Stacey Dooley documentary.
Yeah, yeah. Like back in the day.
Luton as well,
old tight Stacey. Yeah, man.
Back in the day, like throughout the week, I'd be thinking about my team.
Yeah.
And Joey, you stress over a 50-50 decision.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, I'm like, mate, you're not going to get anywhere just thinking about like who's going to score more points in 1 week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you the two seasons ago was the first season I dropped off with my effort and got like best rank I ever got.
Yeah.
So I was like, mate, you don't need to put effort in.
Yeah.
And then last season, I had my worst rank I ever got. So
did you put a lot of effort in last season?
No.
Oh.
So the jury's out whether it works or not.
Yeah.
What about, so this is your team, isn't it?
That's my wildcard team, yeah.
This is your wildcard team?
Yeah, yeah. I did make one change again, Cliver out for Rodgers. And then I started Murphy, but I think the rest is the same.
You're well set up. Yeah, I was going to say Rodgers is good for a little bit of long term, but I do fancy that's why I benched Wissa, because I do think that game could go either way.
Yeah,
Brentford not been great. And Murphy's just one of those players that's been so good all year. Do you remember I wanted to bring him in earlier in the season? You were like, no
I don't remember
he's
that.
Leaving in January.
I don't remember that at all.
For some reason, I believed you. I don't know. You said, he done a lap of the pitch and said goodbye to him. Yeah. And I was like, no.
Did I say that?
You said
someone's got to pull that clip back. I don't remember that. I just have news, like fake news all the time. Just trying to throw you off. Glad it worked.
That. Thank you for that.
So you got Triple Palace.
Yeah, Triple Palace, Triple Newcastle.
They've got a double coming up, haven't they?
Yeah, game at 32, Palace and Newcastle double. Yeah. So that's set up. It's pretty much the template. That is pretty much a template. Some people have Saka instead of Palmer. Some people kept Clivert.
Mm.
The only thing I wanted to do was when Clivert was out, and I weren't sure if I wanted Rodgers, I thought I could get Eze and then change Mateta to Evan Nilsson. But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to worry about watching Mateta like have a double and not have him. So
yeah, he's been good.
I do like Evan Nilsson though. Like, I'm a bit gutted I lost him.
He's looked sharp since he come back as well. So
and now I've got no Bournemouth attack, which is a shame. But yeah, Salah captain, boring. It's just a boring team. Like there's nothing interesting to see here.
I'm glad you said it. What's your rank at the moment?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
man.
Good.
It's all right. It's all right. It's like 160k or something.
Oh, that's decent.
Yeah, nice.
How many chips have you got left?
Bench boost, free hit, triple captain.
Yeah.
I don't really know when I'm bench boosting or free hitting, to be honest. I couldn't be asked to look at that much.
Well, if you just got those two left. Obviously, you wildcarded this week.
Yeah.
And you've done your triple captain.
Free hit, triple captain, and bench boost.
Oh, you got all three. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only one you have used is assistant manager.
Yeah,
absolutely flying. All right.
Ross L says two Egyptians in the team for the Pharaoh.
That's it. That's it. Hang on.
Yeah.
Did I talk about that before?
Yes.
Yeah. Did I? Yeah. Oh no. I forgot about that.
The Pharaoh, mate.
Oh yeah, the Pharaoh. Yeah, that's it.
The Pharaoh.
Yeah. The Pharaoh's back in the house, baby.
Ross L bringing back nostalgic vibes. I love it. All right. Well, I'd say good luck. I don't mean it. Here's my team. And
Look at the state of this.
Let's move on.
Holland captain.
Ash, I text Ash.
What is that?
I text Ash saying, are you sure you want to captain a player that's been ruled out? And he said it's media hype. He thinks it's fake news.
What? It's
fake
news.
Ash thinks it's fake news.
It's all fake news.
It's all fake news. Mm-hmm. It's all fake news stuff.
It'll probably start.
It didn't happen.
It'll probably start and score like 7.
So are you a little bit nervous? You've still got him.
Yeah, so what's the plan now that he's injured? Can I get rid or what?
No, he's your player. You should have picked such a crap player. It's not my fault. You have to keep him. Same way as when he was scoring hat-tricks every week, I wasn't like, oh, what's the score now? Can I buy him? No, you've made the rules. You've rolled the dice with an absolute waste of money that I told you was a waste of money at the start of the season.
I think he's going to come good.
I keep hearing this. All I've heard for the last 29 game weeks is, yeah, but this is his time.
The end of the season is his time.
Well, yeah, pre-season. I'll tell you what, how many points is he going to score you in pre-season next
I reckon when he comes back from this injury, he's going to get at least 70 points.
When he's touring Saudi Arabia,
yeah.
How many points is he going to get you?
700.
Nice.
How many do you reckon he's going to get total in the next 3 game weeks?
Next 3 game weeks?
Yeah.
Like at least 35.
Yeah.
Next 3, including Leicester at home.
I'd say 0 max.
Zero max,
yeah. Being as he's injured.
quite a low ceiling.
Can we just take... I mean, a lot of people talk about templates, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a team that has Shalabag. Cresswell.
Cresswell's a bad man.
Damsgaard's a starting player.
Damsgaard, the hairline.
Beto up top.
Beto's doing bits.
Fabianski is the sub-keeper.
He's a top-draw goalie.
Van Bergvall.
Yeah, that
underrated
is.
Legend.
Mate,
that is actually disgraceful.
It's one of the worst teams that you will ever see.
The fact you actually like screenshotted with your fingers on your phone and you know sent what? That in.
I didn't even crop it when I sent it, didn't it?
If you'd have accidentally sent me a picture of you exposing yourself, that would be less embarrassing than sending me.
How do you have an FPL show? I know this is casual FPL, but even that is shambolic. That is diabolical.
Because I hadn't opened up the app for a little while, clearly. I looked at my team and I thought, fucking hell, I'm in a bit of a sticky one now. This is not looking good, Prev.
Have you made a sub? Made a transfer?
No. Don't need to.
You've got your wild card.
How can you not? You've got Cresswell. You've got Cresswell.
3.9 enabler. He's the best enabler in the game.
Yeah, but you got an enabler starting. Absolute. Do you know what an enabler is?
Absolute wonder.
Do you know what an enabler means?
He's on the set pieces.
It's not 2016.
I bet he scores a free kick against Wolves.
Cresswell is not the player.
Yeah, he is. He's the guy. In fact, he's probably my ultra uber diff that I'm relying on the most.
I'm assuming Nick's above you.
Oh, of course. Have you not? Did you not have any? Any like money in the bank?
Not in the squad at all. Fantastic.
Did you not have any money in the bank?
Hang on, this is April Fool's Day.
Oh, you mean FPL? You mean FPL? No, I don't. Yeah, no, I do.
How much?
1.5.
So you could have got from. You could have done Cresswell to Munoz.
Yeah, I could have done that.
So why would you not?
Because I'm saving it for my assistant manager chip.
Oh my god.
Next week.
That's got to be an April Fool's. Mate, no, I don't actually
31,
believe
32, 33, Eddie Howe, and then what's the other geezer's name? Palace manager?
Glasnow.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'll be doing that.
I mean, he's a good choice to pick, but
well, he's got
at
doubles,
this
isn't
point.
It? Huh?
Yeah, but at this point, it's like.
I don't want to be template.
It's like your house is on fire and you're throwing a glass of water at it.
I mean.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
Because look,
you've
at
got a minus 20 that, bro.
Look at
like,
a state.
You've got a minus 20 that.
You're putting Glasnow in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's like putting a cherry on top of a cake, but the cake isn't a cake. Yeah. It's still mush up in the bowl.
Trying to polish
eggs,
a turd.
Eggs and flour, and you're putting a cherry on top like, oh, hopefully this will make it taste nice.
But that's,
you've got to put in the groundwork first, mate.
A mashed up cake's easier to digest.
You're putting a swimming pool.
They taste better.
You're putting a swimming pool in a council flat. You need to sort yourself out.
Start the foundations, brother.
Listen, when I was back in my council flat, there was nothing better than setting up the paddling pool in the living room. I'll be honest with you. It was one of the best times of my life. Yeah. So let me just relive my life through FPL. All right. Listen, Haaland on the captain. He's probably going to do absolute bits against home to Leicester. Yeah. Don't forget that. And then the rest of the team probably all going to contribute as well.
Absolutely.
Now, I put Haaland on the bench and I've got Salah captain. For you lose. For real.
Why don't you sell him though?
Because I can't.
Why can't you?
I'm locked in, bro.
The season is, I can't have Haaland. Oh, and he can't not have him. Which obviously at the start of the season,
it was looking good.
He couldn't believe his luck.
50k.
Back-to-back hat tricks.
I was on course for another top 10k, weren't I?
I do actually remember that. I remember you doing well at the start.
I was
top of the like life hits you hard, bro.
Seems like years ago.
Look at you now.
Absolute car crash, bro.
Look at you now.
My insurance premium's gone up tenfold right now.
You're in the trenches, bro.
Trenches, bro, is an understatement. So, yeah. Salah's on the captain, and I don't know. I brought in one, whoever's on the bench, I brought in for Haaland, whatever. I don't care, whatever. We'll see. Anyway, should we move on?
Yes.
Shout out who likes my team? Lipstick on pig. What? Change him in secret and make fake graphics each week. I'm going to need shout. To. At this point, like, it don't matter. If I beat you,
what's that?
If I beat you now, you can't ever talk to me again, bro.
Well, one,
you can
don't,
never talk.
One,
ever.
Don't throw out promises like that.
Don't chat if
you that's
don't
a reward.
Yeah, you don't. So don't get me all excited. Secondly,
shout out Brian.
You've got to eat the smelling salts at the end of this season.
Bro, I'd sniff them, bruv.
You've got to snort a line of smelling salts.
Yeah, I'll do a line of that, bruv. I'll yank that whole pot, bruv. You're right.
This team needs a bench boost. It does. Just not with that bench.
Wait, what? I've got my bench boost.
Needs an 11
I've
boost.
Got my, I've so got my assistant manager chip. I've got a bench boost, and I've got free hits still. Yeah, I'm going to be flying.
You
up those
wild, the wild cards, the one you need.
I'll be honest.
He did
there is,
two in 3 weeks.
There's one big problem
he did
in this
two
team.
Wild cards in 3 weeks. He did it. He did it. He did it late December and then early January.
Oh my God,
just got worse and worse. Oh,
it's actually a good thing that stream section got cancelled, bruv.
I mean, I didn't have much input on that anyway, in terms of the overall advice. I just deliver the news.
Okay.
I don't give opinions.
Okay.
Shout out Steve. No, I think it's an April Fool's team. Just waiting for them to say it.
Yeah, genuinely debating.
You'd be waiting for a while, my guy.
It does look like a prank.
You'd be waiting for...
If I was to make an April Fool's team, it would look something like that.
Would it?
Is that, you'd make it and he'd be like, oh, but...
My new wildcard 30 team.
Second salary because I wasn't too stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Like, at least trying because I was no one will fall for it. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
I was going to captain Isak as well instead of Salah.
I mean, that you should have done because you're chasing.
Yeah, yeah.
So going template at this
point. Yeah, but you didn't captain Salah. So if Salah goes off, I'm going to catch you up. Lovely.
No, because
days,
you need him you're to go right. off 8 weeks in a row between
yeah,
now and
he's been
the
going
season.
Off like 32 weeks in a row. So it's cool.
No, but I'm saying. You need to go differential to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, just tell me what captain you're doing. I'll go differential with.
Cool, cool.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
All right.
Nice.
Anyway, did you all have a good laugh about my team, did y'all?
Fuck's sake. It's embarrassing, isn't it? It's
anyway,
embarrassing.
Let's do some Legends League. Yes, boys, this is the Juice Legends League, sponsored by our very good friends at Signed Football Shirts. What do they do again, Nick?
Well,
can we make this a short answer as well this time?
I'll try and keep it
concise.
Try and keep it as small as possible. Yeah, concise yeah. is the word.
It's important that we give them the appropriate promo.
Well, I tell you, I was struggling a little bit this week, and then my good friend Dan, FPL fella.
Yeah.
He reminded me about one of their startup companies founded a long time ago, which was actually their patent on the pop button.
Oh, yeah.
So
how could you forget?
The thing is, stud pop shirts on buttons. I mean, we all know the buttons, normal traditional buttons,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Hook eye.
Yeah, hook eye, yeah.
they were thought to be invented by the... the Indus Valley Civilization, of course, back in 2000 BC. Specifically, the Mohenjo-Daro settlement. Okay?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Of course, one of the members of that tribe, Barry Button, we all know, invented the button.
Big bad.
But, you know, this was 2,000 years before Christ was even born. And I think we all can agree. We can all agree, Aaron, can't we, that it would be insane if those were, at that point in history, anything other than decorative. Of course.
Yeah.
Buttons, as we know them, used for a practical purpose, of course, you know, in the Byzantine Empire, started being used on cuffs and tunics and the like to fasten them. And of course,
tunics.
Tunics. And, you know, it wasn't until much, much later, I would say the 1970s, with the rise of strippers, of course, you know, Peter Stringfellow and all of that, they needed a quicker release mechanism. And effectively what you had was some strip teasers were lasting upwards of 45 minutes. It was an absolute joke. It wasn't financially viable for the strippers to make their money because it was taking them 45 minutes. You can't charge by the minute. You can't charge £400 for a lap dance. It's uneconomical and it doesn't make any sense. It's an absolute waste of time. So that was madness. Yeah. I mean, as Hercules Mulligan says in Hamilton, it's hard to have intercourse over four sets of corsets. Yeah, you know, we know he says that, and there was a reason for that. It's not set up for gratification.
It's not right. And
not immediate gratification, anyway. So the next thing that happened is, anyway, enough about Hamilton, because I don't want to get into the Emancipation Proclamation. Of course, that paved the way for the 13th Amendment, as we all know. And that's another thing. But anyway.
That's a whole different.
SFS. Yeah. Snap Fastening Studs, which is what it stands for.
That's what I was trying to get to.
They come along. And of course, some people, you're probably thinking, as you, probably at home, you people are thinking as well, well, why don't you just use Velcro? Because I've seen that and say, well, what you don't know, of course, is that Richard Bacon invented Velcro. And Richard Bacon, of course, there was a whole thing in the 90s with his drug bust. He's a Blue Peter presenter. It was insane.
The whole thing.
You know, Yvonne Fielding and Anthea Turner and other. They weren't doing the drugs, but Richard Bacon was. So a lot of people stepped away. They did not want to have anything to do with Velcro. It sullied the good name of Velcro, if anything, I do say myself. Anyway, they lost market share. They lost market share. The big success, of course, the strippers, as we know, in 1997, The Full Monty was released. You remember the film The Full Monty, Aaron? You're a film buff, aren't you?
I do remember it, yeah.
You're a film buff. Sales flew up. There's no two ways about it. And then, of course, in this year as well, there was a handover of Hong Kong back to China from the British government. We should say well done to Chris Patton, by the way. He did a fantastic job overseeing the handover. Obviously, the last governor of Hong Kong, and he was dealing with the whole fiasco. There was a lot of to-ing for him. But we got it done, and he did a masterful job. And, of course, signed football shirts, as we know them today. They're diversified. They put a lot of money into Chinese yuan.
Did they?
Yeah, of course. You know, it made a lot of sense. Yeah. But the thing is, what didn't sit so well with the British public at the time, there was allegations of insider trading. Why did SFS put so much money into Chinese yuan just before, almost as if they knew about the handover from the UK to Hong Kong at the time? Harriet Harman, of course, was a Labour MP for Camberwell and Peckham. This was before her meteoric rise to deputy leader. But at this time, anyway, Hong Kong's share of China's GDP has dramatically declined from 18.4% in 1997, now down to 2.1%. Oh, yeah. Last record in 2021. Anyway, that's
everyone knew that. Yeah.
By the by, I don't know why you wanted to know about that. So read into that what you will. But suffice to say, SFS by that time had diversified their portfolio and they started, and anyway, they did a little move into something called signed football shirts.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to.
That was probably,
but you were like, you started and then
that was probably the thing. Now I think about it, that you probably wanted me to go straight.
I was trying to get you to
the signed football shirt.
Yeah. But it's easy. I can understand why you would have gone down that route.
You have to know the background. Yeah, that's why I always say
a lot of history.
You can't you know, it's not the destination; it's the journey.
It is the journey.
I've always said that, haven't I?
Always.
I mean, barely a day goes by where I don't say that.
It's
the journey, not the destination.
Of course. So, in case you didn't get any of that, it is signed football shirts, right?
That is the whole crux of it.
So shout to signed football shirt. Phil Russell, I just tuned in. I know this is the signed football shirts bit. He knows. Good Lord, Kate must love her freedom on a Tuesday night. It's from the missus.
Well,
she must love it.
She does indeed.
Especially when you talk about SFS like that.
Well, I do this several times. I do this several times an evening. I've got to be honest at home. If anything, I do it less here than I do at home. People are always asking me at home.
Yeah.
what does SFS do?
Anyway, big up SFS. They are sponsoring our monthly prize league, the Juice Legends League. and this is the current standings. Have we got both? We got the overall? Is this the overall? Oh, yes. We got the overall and March. So shout out to everyone in the overall
team.
No,
we haven't got March.
Have we not?
We shouldn't have.
Wait.
We don't need it because nothing's changed.
No, March is there.
We don't.
Oh, yeah. We done March, didn't we? We're in April.
It's just the overall.
Who won March again? Hillard.
Hillard.
Shout out Hillard. Well done.
And who's got a Cantona shirt. Signed Cantona shirt.
Nice, nice.
Very nice.
And Milos got his Cole Palmer shirt.
Oh.
Posted a picture on Instagram on a football pitch. Beautiful.
Lovely.
So yeah, let's give a shout out to the overall. We've got Lucas Coombs in 10. We've got Chris Church in 9. David Gillespie in 8. I feel like this hasn't changed.
Well, it hasn't. There's been no games.
Mike in 7. Mike in 6. Pinkerton in 5th. Brett in 4. Dan H in 3. Jamie Piggott in 2. And George Gavin in 1st place. And guys, we do monthly prizes. All right. So even if, you know, we're this far into the season and you think you can win a manager of the month, you will win a signed football shirt. As long as you're in from the start of the month and you win manager of the month at the end of the month, you still can enter. All you have to do is be a channel member of Juice Legend tier or above. That's the $2.99 one. And drop us a DM. We'll give you the code so you can join and you'll have a shot at winning an amazing prize, rather like this beautiful Tenali one right here in the studio.
But yeah, more Ash. Memberships.
Are you in that league? Are you in it, Ash? Like, are you valid? Can you win it?
I'm a valid.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
I think you've got a good shout this month, mate.
I won one last year.
He did win one.
Oh, yeah.
I won a squad signed Luton shirt. Say nothing.
I'm going to say, looking at your team, mate, I think you've got a good shout this month. It's looking... I don't know.
What? You're not a member?
I'm a member, yeah.
What, Juice Legend? Or you cheap one?
The £3 a month one.
The 99p one.
You should
£3
be in it,
£3 a month. I'm in it. Yeah, you're in it, in it. Have you even got close to winning one?
I don't know. I've got a beef apron, so...
Oh, I want something. Ooh, that's better than any signed shirt. I don't.
Limited edition merch.
All right. Top three.
Oof.
Nick, take it away.
So, inspired by Last One Laughing, we actually... I thought we'd actually have a chat this week about national treasures, British national treasures. And obviously you get the old ones thrown out there.
I like crowns.
Yes.
And like staffs and swords, those sorts of, and bullion.
Okay.
Gems.
I see what you've done there. You've confused physical treasure with metaphorical treasure. So we're going to be talking about metaphorical national treasure. We're talking about the Attenboroughs, the Lumleys, you know, those sort of people. Anyway.
Who they play for.
But we're going to have a bit of a chat and see whose top three is the top three.
Yeah.
All right. And you guys at home are going to vote. To see who's got the best triumvirate of people.
What constitutes a national treasure?
I think it's someone that's pretty much universally liked.
Surely nationally liked.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh, you got checked, bro.
That's the important bit, surely.
Universally liked in...
in the country. can we get a poll going, please, Ariella / GMA?
No, that's your job.
I haven't got the laptop, bro.
Tools to work.
I told you it got stolen.
To do it for you.
It's going through insurance.
Birthday beef.
It's going through insurance, bro. I'm trying to get the money back on. And it got stolen and that. Some guy said, "What you got for me, bro?" I said this, and I just gave it to him.
There's no way you would ever call the police, so you would never have a crime reference number. Yeah, turkeys don't vote for Christmas, Johnny. So, I would say, national treasure is kind of someone who's pretty universally liked. They're normally kind of an elder person because they're someone that's been around for a long time through generations. And typically kind of not just talented at what they do, but just liked. And you'd like them to be your granddad or your grandma. Or
what if someone's like brown bread
and they
were young?
Yeah. What do you mean and they're young?
Like they died young.
Well, it's almost impossible for them to become a national treasure if they died young.
I've got one that I think you'll say
is a national treasure. Well, look, it's up to the people. If it's cool, it's cool. But I think...
I thought treasure was a crown and a staff and some like bullion and that.
Buried treasure.
Yeah.
Jack Sparrow.
Treasure chest.
I said David Attenborough, a giant alumni. But anyway... We'll have our own. I've written down a long list here, and I'm going to pick them.
List.
Yeah, but I'm going to pick three.
I literally just went three, and I'm not even sure about these.
Brilliant. Right, let's go. Let's start with our guest first. So, Aaron.
Right. Okay. Just you stating your criteria. One or two might be a bit iffy, but
all right. Go with what you think, mate.
First, it has to be. This one has to be in there. Mm-hmm. It's Phil Mitchell.
Steve McFadden.
From my entire life, yeah. My entire life, from what I can remember, Phil Mitchell has been on my telly every week, like my whole life, just out there making moves.
Why not Ian Hill then?
Ian's up there as well. Oi, Ian. Do you know what I mean? Shoving his down toilets, getting shot.
Yeah.
Who shot him? Lisa shot him.
Yeah.
What else has happened to him?
He got crack addict.
He's been run over.
Alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
He was on that gear. Now he's going through a mental health breakdown.
Oh, mate.
He divorced three times.
He got set up in a robbery, didn't he? They set him up to get caught.
Did they?
And he managed to escape. Oh,
he's been with everyone on Albert Square
his
as well.
Brothers, you know, his brothers had a go on his wife.
Yeah.
He's the real life Rodri Giggs or whatever. Yeah. So, Ariella, how are we doing on these images, by the way?
Yeah.
Work on it. Come on.
Phil has been through it all and he's still standing. That is such a good one.
Phil Mitchell. Steve McFadden. I like it.
I didn't think of fictional ones.
I like it.
Right. Yeah. My second one, maybe a bit controversial, but I've gone for Ronnie Pickering.
Who's he play for?
Have you not heard of Ronnie Pickering?
Do you know Ronnie Pickering?
Oh, is that the two Ronnies?
No.
Is that
he's a road rage guy.
Who?
Who?
If you're not Ronnie Pickering, you said that's a Ronnie Pickering, mate. He would,
bro. I'll bang Ronnie Pickering in cease, bro.
No one bangs out Ronnie Pickering.
No one bangs
Phil Mitchell out.
I'll bang them both out, bro.
No one can beat Ronnie Pickering.
As if you've never seen that, though.
What does he look like?
It's just a viral clip.
Oh,
it's a little road rage incident
years ago. Like,
and he's like, "Do you know who I am?" He's like, "Go on, and who are you?" He goes, "Ronnie Pickering." Who? Ronnie Pickering.
Who?
I don't know.
Ronnie Pickering.
No, I don't think I've seen this. Someone's going to send this to me.
You anyway, love it. You
everyone
love
else it. Knows Ronnie Pickering. absolute beloved, national treasure. And then a third, which, okay, this might not be valid, but I'm putting them in anyway.
Mm.
I'm going for a duo of Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue.
How can they be national treasures?
You're absolutely wrong, bro.
Do you know, Lily Phillips was in here the other day. Ariella was hanging out with her.
And Bonnie was in
think
here
of the service they're doing.
That's a yellow card, bro. You're a yellow. You can't be doing that around here. One more of that and you're off, fella.
They're out here doing the Lord's work across the UK. Young and old.
No.
National treasures by my standards.
How are they doing a service to the UK? They're making us look like a nation of absolute skanks. How are they helping?
If you're a 15-year-old virgin, do you know what I mean? how many of those have they made happy?
You can't have sex
they
with
can't 15-year-olds.
OAPs in those old people's homes.
Are they going to old people's homes?
Old people's home.
Are you joking?
They're giving OAPs like syphilis and that, bro. God. They're giving them like 4 days to live.
It's they're doing the Lord's work out here.
That is, I mean, there's a lot of shouts for euthanasia. Like,
oh, what?
Sometimes, and it's not legal here, is people have to get trains to Switzerland to try and end themselves.
So what? You're seeing their immune system's so bad.
So if they
bad.
Want to catch something,
they're
the
syphilis.
Quickest way.
They ever go, they ever go on one of them
death
two.
And clap.
And they die happy. Bang out.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Shout out Marius, by the way. Says, I should say this more often, but your stream is a constant source of joy for me and should have loads more traction.
Thanks, Marius. Appreciate that comment. Man.
Yes, Pokemaster, how's it going? Ronnie Pickering, excellent choice.
Have you not seen that video? Look, there is picture on the screen there.
No,
now,
I've not seen that.
It doesn't ring any bells.
Nah.
Okay.
it's
next.
Probably like upper class thing, isn't it?
How? It's just a...
That's Phil Mitchell, bruv.
Anyone with any sort of social media must have seen that at some point.
I've got more social media than you, bruv. You only go on Twitter because you're that sort of guy.
There we go. Exactly. Look at that. The UK. UK culture. Behave. At its finest.
Well, I only go on... they've all got to fit under Aaron, though.
Yeah, move that over. Don't put that underneath.
Don't put them on me. I'm getting syphilis just looking at it. Listen.
The screen's going to start cracking soon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. We got a vibe.
Can we move it? Can we move them two over?
Wait, it's so slow. Where's I mean, I'll tell you what. We dig James out sometimes.
What's Jesse doing in there?
We dig him out sometimes.
Have you got Jesse doing your work for you?
Yeah.
As a favour?
Jesse, how were you around Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue when they came in?
I didn't speak to her.
What, you carrying the in the corner?
Straight into it, was you?
dragging yourself around the studio. No,
did you have your mask on, Jesse? Yeah. No. Just for anonymity.
Metal or kettle?
That is an insane foursome.
That is the UK.
Shout out Pokemon.
All right, okay. Ash.
Yeah. All right. My first one is, this is going to be nowhere near plonkers, by the way. I know I'm coming last in this one. My first one is Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
I love Louis Theroux. I love his, I've watched great every shout. Single interview. Like,
I'm surprised you like him.
Bro. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't watch it, but I must have accidentally watched it once. And I was like, this is so good.
Did you recently find it? Because I remember watching him
in the last year.
25 years
last
ago.
Last year. I know he's been around for a while. I just thought, he's just an interviewer. But the way he delivers his questioning, he's so deadpan. And no, it's impossible to not like him.
He makes them look stupid.
Yeah.
But without him, they never realise he's insulting them. Yeah. Even when he's saying.
He's good.
Did you think that was a good idea to put your children in a right-wing cult?
Did you think that was a good idea to inject your child with heroin, with that heroin needle?
But he's done, but every documentary does is insanely good. Bear in mind he's Jewish and he went into...
what's that? Some sort of disadvantage? That is bang out of order.
Get a bit anti-Semitic up in here.
That is a yellow card for what's you, fella. One more and you are off, my friend.
He went to a neo-Nazi in America. That neo-Nazi, as a Jewish guy and just was in there having proper conversation, not shying away from the fact. He wasn't like pretending to be something else.
Yeah.
He was just but he's got balls. He's like a bit like how, you know, when Ali G does, puts himself in an awkward situation. But it's more so because he's actually being himself.
Yeah, and he's around real people where you don't really. I watched one where he was talking to youths with guns in America,
Chicago.
You don't want to be there.
That Chicago.
You meet the wrong guy, and you're finished. You're done for.
Have you seen that one where I can't remember exactly what he says, but there's an American guy. Well, I think he's American with an Arsenal shirt on. And Louis Theroux's like, so did you start supporting Arsenal before or after the brain injury? And the way he just says it, just kind of mugs off Arsenal. He's like, I think I was after the brain injury, actually.
I could watch Louis Theroux docs all day long. That I think it's so interesting.
That is a Does brilliant that count? Choice. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
the only thing is, though,
it's a great choice.
He's sort of been exported to America now.
Does
that still count?
He's out.
He started doing a podcast now as well, which I started listening to.
Oh, he's done one for years.
Has he?
Yeah.
I only just found that as well. Yeah. Like, I'm finding these things. Content to go through.
I wish I was you because you've got so much to watch. You've got years and years of amazing. The one on the opioid crisis.
The opioid
unbelievable.
One. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
prison so ones, really I love
have
the
you
prison
seen the,
ones.
What's it, the Church of Seventh-day Adventists or whatever? You know, the ones that protest the funerals.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the soldiers.
That's
the
mad, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is the
world's most
one.
Hated family one.
Yes.
Yeah, that yeah, one. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
With the two girls. Gosh.
It's actually unbelievable,
yeah.
The sorts of people that he meets. It's just very interesting, and I love his deliveries. It's amazing. So.
Anyway, excellent choice.
Shout out Louis Theroux. My number two, circling back to what I asked you, is Amy Winehouse.
Mm.
Is that, does that count as a national treasure?
I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've watched.
I mean, she was, she's incredible.
Incredibly talented person. Life cut far too short. A very interesting story, her life, and the dynamic of her parents, and then her boyfriend, who obviously got her into all the wrong things, and then, you know, winning. I think she won, she won
Grammys.
A Grammy.
Won
Did
like
she win,
five in a night.
Won five Grammys.
Four in a night.
And she was early 20s. She could have been one of the greats.
Was it 27?
She could
and should have been one of the greats of our... And arguably, you could still say that she is for what she achieved in
her first two albums. I've got them both on record. And they're some on a Sunday morning, put it on, you can listen to...
Yeah.
I would say, in fact, Back to Black.
Yeah. We got that on vinyl as well.
Is probably one of the most underrated out. If you look down that track list, you'll only find probably two songs, even to someone who's not into her, you're probably only two songs on that album that they wouldn't know. It's like a greatest hits.
Yeah. And you can listen to it. Whatever mood you're in, put a bit of Amy on, you'll feel better afterwards. Incredible talent, beautiful voice. And life cut far too short. That's my number two. And I'm struggling with my third one. I was going to go Trevor McDonald.
Oh, I had him.
Did you?
That's a great shout. Yeah, yeah.
But after Plonker's Ronnie Pickering and Phil Mitchell pick.
I can't believe you're going to... Here we go.
I've gone from Trevor McDonald.
Are you sure you want to do this? Because Trevor McDonald,
you know.
Trevor McDonald is an absolute legend.
Oh, I can't.
And
do
I've
this.
Got a feeling...
I can't do this.
You're about to put in the, like, why are you going fast guy or something like that. Why are you going fast? That's going to be who you're going to put in, isn't it? Or someone like that.
I'm torn. I'm torn between Trevor McDonald, Jamie Oliver, and the Wellstone Raider.
Wellstone Raider, yes.
You want some?
You want some?
You want some?
I'll give it you.
Isn't he? Hold on. You shouldn't have him. He'd kick you out of the country, mate. He's running for reform. Have you seen?
Is he actually?
He's like a cat. Tell me in the chat. Can someone just check for me? Because I saw a picture. And I was like, that can't be right. But unless someone doctored it, the last thing I saw about him was that he's put himself up as like a reform candidate.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But I'm not going to go for any of those.
You got
Jesse,
no fans.
I'm going to go for, this is my actual one.
Not Trevor McDonald.
Not Trevor McDonald. This one's far more influential than Trevor McDonald.
Go on.
And that is Chunks.
Chunks.
No, you've lost me.
Nah, Chunks
you were doing
is in there, bro.
So well. Yeah.
Chunks is in there, bro.
You were doing so
I can't
well.
Tell you. It's a kind of annoying because of the whole Fiddly situation, but I can't tell you how many videos of
Fiddly.
Chunks and Fiddly that I've watched and made me laugh. And obviously, we can't talk about Fiddly too much, you know what I'm saying? Because his man's incarcerated.
Yeah, why have we not got him in?
I can't put him in there.
Why not?
I can't,
he's Chunks.
Fiddly.
Chunks,
bro. You know, Chunks.
If you were going to go someone
as an influencer,
KSI would be better than that.
Doing
surely.
Soccer Aid, putting out
what
the
about
content.
Craig David,
Baller League.
I thought you'd be all
he's
over Craig David.
Is he a national treasure though?
Well, he's done more than Chunks.
Not yet, I don't think.
God's sake!
Put Chunks in for me, bruv.
Oh no, you've just lost
them,
bruv.
Yeah.
You've lost them.
Louis and Amy.
Look at the variety, though. Look at the variety.
What do you mean?
Look at the variety here. It's like a smorgasbord of talent.
I'll take mine in a Royal Rumble right now.
Yeah?
You tag team match.
Phil will knock him out and then the other two will kill him by passing on diseases. Right.
But they're my three. Oh, Jesse, right. You might want to put these in the poll subjects as well. Just put one, two, or three. What? Am I getting a four? Am I getting a bonus
up?
Treasure? Go on.
All right. Are we going four then? Because I think you've doubled up here.
Yeah, I did kind of cheat.
He looks like me. Yeah, that'd do.
All right, Colm, please save us, Nick. I think I've got something for you.
No, don't start yet. Oh, no, do start.
First up.
Go on.
Absolute legend. Naturally funny. And just all-round good guy.
Go on.
The man himself. You can't say no to this one. Chris Kamara.
Yeah, you can't.
Definition of a national treasure.
Yeah. I can't even Uno reverse that.
I had Jeff Stelling in my drafts, but Chris Cammy's a good one.
Yeah, Jeff Stelling is a great try, but it was down to one of those two.
Yeah.
Jeff Stelling is like a legend, but then I thought, you know what? Cammy, just that little bit
pure personality.
Funny.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who dislikes him.
Yeah,
that's what extremely likable.
So I'm having a bit of Chris Kamara.
Yeah, you can't argue against that.
I just think
Cammy
insanely good.
Yeah, very good. That's a good pick. Yeah.
My second one.
I like that.
Now, I think because this guy does not shy away from what he is, right? He's an actor, but he's not the best actor.
Danny Dyer.
It's Danny Dyer. And he just plays himself, right? You knew it already.
Yeah.
Because he just plays it. He's got one role to play.
And that's Danny Dyer.
And he smashes it every time. And he's been doing it since he was a kid.
Yeah.
In like all of those like classic films that we grew up, you know, in the like late 90s, early 2000s, in The Business, when he was there. Obviously like all of,
Football
you know,
Factory.
Football Factory and those ones. Like just,
Dorian.
And just so fun. Obviously made it onto EastEnders where a lot of your national treasures are Phil Mitchell, Peggy Mitchell. And I just think he is like, and he's so funny. When you watch this last one laughing, he makes a guest appearance.
He does
and
the Harry
arguably,
Potter thing,
arguably, he is as funny as any of the comedians in there for that little spot. Because he keeps a straight face and he does it so well.
He's like
well.
Dumbledore. You want to write tear up, didn't you?
Do you want to make one with me?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, Jared Bowen's father-in-law.
Exactly. So we're having Danny Dyer. And then I'll tell you, see the ones I've got some classic ones. I've got your Stephen Fry, Trevor McDonald we spoke about, Rowan Atkinson, Miriam Margolyes.
Who? Oh, Miriam. Miriam. Yeah, I see her on the Graham Norton show sometimes.
So funny.
Yeah.
Joanna Lumley, I had Damon Albarn.
Who's that? Oh, from Blur.
From Blur and Gorillaz.
Yeah.
Steve Coogan. Olivia Colman. I think she's an absolute
Oh, Olivia Colman. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I was thinking Olivia Wilde for a second.
But I think...
Rick Mayall.
Rick Mayall, yeah. Absolute legend. Mm. But I think in terms of just sheer hilarity, and also you've inspired me with something, someone who's passed away because I haven't gone that way. So I'm going to go Sean Locke.
Oh, yeah. Because again, a strong three here,
man, you'll never find anyone that doesn't like him. You'll never find anyone that doesn't like him.
I mean, he's lacking female participation there.
So. Well, look at the two you've
put
sexy.
In. That is a very good point.
Sexist,
you know what? Yellow card rescinded.
The two you've put in, make yours more sexist than mine. I would argue that.
Touché.
Point. Touché. Carrot in a box. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I liked him on panel shows, like 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, he was just...
Does Countdown.
So good. And that Carrot in the Box is sums his personality out. Mm. Like, so funny, but so much smarter than what some people might
No think. One could have done that better than the way you've done it.
No. 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 Impossible.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think you've got three. Are you throwing in a bonus one?
Stephen Fry, brilliant.
Are you throwing in a little bonus?
Oh, yeah, I've got a fourth, haven't I?
For a little bonus one.
For a fourth.
If this is a Mal as well.
Yeah, it's going to be absolute C. You're going to get reported. I mean, you're getting reported, mate.
To tick the D&I box.
Yeah.
I'm going to include.
Be careful, you're on a yellow.
I'm going to include.
Good.
I'm going to go Miriam Margolyes. Make me go with someone who's just to let. She's done some shows. Yeah. Like, again, similar to Louis Theroux. She don't care. Mm. She'll go anywhere, interview anyone. Like, brilliant. But her actual personality, she does not. Mm. Couldn't care less.
What else has she done? Is she like a stand-up or does she do like documentaries? Because I've only ever seen her on chat shows.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But she's small lady with the big frizzy curly hair. And she was in Harry Potter.
Yeah. So she's an actress.
Yeah.
She's an actress.
Okay.
But she's had a real like interesting life as well. Like she's a lesbian, but like obviously older. So she went through a lot of stigma and stuff like that. But she's... super, super funny. Just naturally very funny.
Yeah.
I reckon if you're asking me if you want to go out for dinner, right?
Mm.
And you've booked a table for five, you and one other.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be on my table. If you're in the... This is my argument to get votes in this chat.
Yeah.
If you're looking... Imagine these... There's a table for six, right? Whose table do you want to be on?
I definitely don't want to be on Aaron's table.
You do. Of course you do, mate.
Nah, I don't.
Of course you do.
That's a wet floor sign on your table. No one's eating at that table.
Poor old Phil.
It's very unhygienic. My table's probably got the most talent.
What are you talking about? You've got chunks on the Wildstone Raider on there. What are you
With Amy
about?
Winehouse and the Wildstone Raider alone, I've got more talent than all of you guys put together.
Well, hang on, no. Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue. Their talent's off the charts, apparently.
Their test results are off the charts.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, let's run the poll. There you go, guys. Please vote for who's got the best top four this week. And we'll come back to the poll results at the end of the show. 100% on Plonk already. You know I'm starving. You know I'm hungry. Stop it. Stop it, you guys.
Calm says she was the voice of the cartoon rabbit in the chocolate bar commercial. Do you remember it was Cadbury's Caramel? That sexy rabbit. That'd be one for you. You're all about trying to have sex with cartoon
animals,
aren't you?
Oh.
Aslan or whatever you were trying to get.
Who was you trying to?
No. I can't remember who I was.
Nala.
But it was that was Tom.
Oh, that was Tom.
Tom hijacked.
Who were you?
I think it was...
Mrs. Incredible.
No. Who's the redhead? Who's the redhead?
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, yeah. Oh. Jessica Rabbit or Lola Bunny. But then Tom just came flying in with an absolute...
Yeah, Nala.
The most enthusiastic Nala obsession ever.
Yeah, that was
ever.
Mad. He was entranced by them Nala eyes, boy. The desk was rising. It was mad. Yeah. 100% on Nick's table, says fella.
Yes.
All right. Nick's taking an early lead with this one. 73%.
I'm telling you, Ash. You were doing well until you went. if you'd have continued on the trajectory.
Yeah, you had Trevor McDonald right there, bro.
Of Louis Theroux and Amy Winehouse, and then you dropped in chunks on the Wheelstone Road. I mean, you had it all. You were literally 2-0 up.
I'm appealing to the youth of today as well. Do you know what I mean?
No. Our audience. I'm covering all bases.
I'm covering all bases. You know what I mean?
You were 2-0 up.
I got something for everyone. I got something for the intellectual. I got something for the musical. I got something for the YouTubers. And I got something for the racists. It's blessed. I've got everything, bro. You're right. I've got all bases well, covered.
Who's going to want to sit on that table then? Which Will So Raider and Chunks.
Yeah, it's going to be fireworks, isn't it?
You want somebody else?
You got two
guaranteed fights at my table.
A black guy and two Jewish people sitting on the table with a guy that wants to kick everyone out. Fact, can I check it? I don't know. Is he? I need to look at this. Wheelstone Raider.
Yeah.
Wheelstone Raider Reform.
Reform elect.
Party.
Yeah.
Is this real?
No, I genuinely feel like there could be a collab coming soon between Wheelstone Raider and Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue.
I don't. That,
that wouldn't surprise
me. I mean, I think someone's made this up.
No one.
Because there is an image of him with the background, but it's just off Facebook. So I think, look.
Have you been done?
I don't think it's real. I take it all back. I take it all back.
You still got Facebook?
No, it come up when I search Wheelstone Raider Reform Party. That's the only thing.
Do you have Facebook?
I've had it in like 25 years.
I got rid of that shit.
25 years.
Worst social media.
Joe's actually so annoying. It's like, it will give you a notification. You go on there, you haven't got any. Mm. Then you close the app and two more pop up. And it's just like generic
just keep
stuff.
Keep coming back.
Yeah.
Michael Taylor says, distinct lack of Stephen Graham.
What a shout.
I mean, there's so many.
You know what? Yeah, that was the first guy I thought of.
He's
Stephen Graham.
He wasn't because you put Ronnie Pickering ahead of him. So
if you look at my draft list, Stephen Graham was number one.
So why is Ronnie Pickering?
Ronnie Pickering just outdone him. Do you know what I mean? It's Ronnie Pickering. Who? Ronnie Pickering.
Oh, dear.
Yes. No one went Sacha Baron Cohen.
KSR. Beyond the Sidelines pod. Good to see you guys.
What's happening, KSR?
I was just talking about you earlier, mate.
He was. He can't stop talking about you, KSR.
sorry.
Honestly.
You've made a big impact.
I think you've turned him, I'll be honest.
I'm going to leave this pod and join Beyond the Sidelines,
please, please do.
Right. Excellent stuff. So vote on which you think is the best trio of national treasures.
Quadruple now.
Excellent stuff. Mm. Right. Got a little bit of Tuesday social, haven't we, Ash?
Yeah, I think so. Talking. Who's chatting?
Well, we're going to be chatting, Ash.
Oh, great.
I'll tell you what we're going to be chatting about. First of all, let's have a little look at this. So this is, for anyone that missed it, Newcastle obviously beat Liverpool in the Carabao Cup final.
I thought that was the queue for the Dole office. I was there.
Long old day. That's disrespectful. I'd like to distance myself from the comments.
Piss off.
I would. And you could talk. I mean, you've literally drained the country of
better that I spend it. I'm like Jordan Belfort. It's better in my pocket.
No.
That's what I'm saying,
absolutely
bro.
Not. Absolutely not. So yeah, obviously Newcastle won their first trophy in decades and decades and decades, 50 odd years or whatever it was. But a lot of people getting very salty about the fact that they decided to have a victory parade, right? It's their first silverware they've won in a long, long time. They've celebrated it in their hometown with an open bus stop parade. Hundreds of thousands of people turned up.
Mm.
Big party, big celebration. What's the problem? What's the problem?
Aaron, are you asking me?
What's your views on that?
I have celebration police is something I've been big on for ages. If another team want to celebrate, let them celebrate. Because half the time, when it happens with your team, you'll go mental and you'll always have haters going, it's only this, it's only 3 points, still not going to win the league, blah, blah, blah. Well, last minute winner's last minute winner. Carabao Cup's Carabao Cup. Do you know what I mean?
What's the point in even playing if you can't enjoy the wins?
Exactly.
And it's like, especially Liverpool fans have been getting right stuck into Newcastle. Oh, this. It's like, you wanted to win that.
Rightly so. Yeah,
you played a strong team in the final. You wanted to win.
Yeah.
What's the problem? 70, Brian there says, yeah, 70-year wait. Exactly.
Oh, I think this is completely over the top.
Ash, are you serious?
Completely over the top.
Are you playing devil's advocate?
How many people turned up?
Just to try and be interesting.
It's a Carabao Cup. They probably earned like 50 quid for winning this.
It's not about the money.
Dead trophy.
It's not about the money.
It's completely over the top. I'm surprised they got this many.
So if Luton won...
Luton won a Carabao Cup.
If Luton won, you wouldn't want to go and celebrate.
The Carabao Cup?
Yes.
Nah.
Shut up! You're such a liar! There is no way!
Mickey Mouse Cup. If it was the FA Cup, I'd understand. Fantastic scenes.
Then what's the point in playing another cup if you're not allowed to celebrate?
They might as well just gone out and concentrate on Premier
League. That's what cups are for.
And getting in the Champions League.
Smaller teams.
That pays more money. Champions League pays more money, pays more bills for the staff. Do you know what I mean? This is nothing.
Yeah, but would you rather... All right, here's one for you,
Aaron. Over the top.
Would you rather finish top four? Because this was always Arsene Wenger's thing, wasn't it? He said top four was a trophy.
Be honest.
So would you rather win the Carabao Cup and have a celebration if, bear in mind... Arsenal have not won a trophy for 70 years, let's say.
Yeah.
So let's say they haven't won a trophy for that amount of time. Because also, that does weigh around clubs.
It's almost 70 years.
That does weigh around clubs' necks sometimes. It becomes a burden on their shoulders. You see it, like Spurs as well. You haven't won for a little while. People start to like think there's a bit of a jinx and it gets in players' heads. Would you rather win a trophy, in this case, the Carabao Cup, or, bearing in mind Newcastle, it's only a couple of years since they're in the Champions League, so it's not like it's the first time they've ever been in it. Would you rather them qualify?
Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
Champions League.
The only thing...
Why?
Pays more money.
Forget the money, Ash.
Brings better players.
What's wrong with you?
If you're a player, yeah, are you going to want to go to a team who's mid-table and won a cup, the worst cup, or is in the Champions League?
That's a different question.
But they're going
to
go out.
You're going to want to go to the Champions League.
That's a different question.
They're not going to win the Champions League. So what's the point in just going into it and going out in the first
round? If you're in the Champions League regularly, that means more revenue for your
club. They're not talking about regularly.
That means you can attract better players for your club and then you'll be able to compete more in these cups and go for a better cup like the FA Cup.
But only one team can win a year. And normally it's Liverpool or it's Man City. Recent years, Liverpool, Man City, Man United win the odd one, Arsenal win the odd one, Chelsea win the odd one. That's it. No other teams outside them, really. Like Wigan, was they the last team to when Martinez?
That was a while ago.
And if you ask any Wigan fan, they'd rather have stayed in the Prem than win that cup.
That's a hard one. Yeah, but it's not about being relegated.
What is it about then?
Yeah, but that's because they literally went out the league and won. That's a bit of a random situation. That's not a normal situation. But if you asked them, would they rather qualify for Europe or win that cup? They'll never. That whatever happens, they won that trophy that year.
The only thing,
I just think it's a little bit over the top. That's all.
Like fans put so much weight on trophies. Like that's ultimate bragging rights.
Yeah.
West Ham when Europa Conference had a better season than Arsenal, finishing second.
Mm.
You're like, that's literally a valid argument in their eyes. But
yeah, but it's only the conference, isn't it? It's
not like if Arsenal we're too good to even qualify for that tournament. Do you know what I mean? But if we won at Europa Conference, we get banned for winning it. But for West Ham, that's what they wanted. They wanted a trophy because not won in ages.
Yeah. It's a great win.
We want to be competing for a title. We both got what we wanted.
And the celebrations. Mm. People I know that went to that game.
Yeah, yeah. They just
enjoyed it. That's a lifetime of memories.
But this is what I'll say about fans that go on about trophies all the time is Ten Hag won two trophies in a row and still got sacked months after that second one because of Premier League performance. So fans overrate trophies and then they like sort of dismiss Premier League finishes when we all know it's actually massive. Like
everyone knows that the Premier League is more important than any cup competition. That's why it's always prioritised. That's why Liverpool played Kelleher in the final and not Alisson.
Yeah, yeah. But when it's like seventh versus 14th, you think it's nothing, but still that difference will get managers sacked because fans get on their back.
Listen, like, fair play to Newcastle. Like, they won something, isn't it? It's just...
Well, it's not fair play because you're having a go. It's not fair play at all because you're
someone
having
had
a go
to win it.
Celebrating.
Someone had to win it. And this year it was them.
What do you mean someone had to win it?
One team has to win the cup, don't they?
Teams ended up in the
final.
If
it was up to me, I'd just scrap this cup.
Why?
It's Mickey Mouse, isn't it?
How is it Mickey Mouse?
Because it's a league cup. Like,
you would love Luton to win anything.
We won the playoff final.
Ash, as fella says there, Ash would lose a bollock for the LDV Vans trophy. Two, playoff final is not a trophy.
Yeah, it's a trophy.
No, no, no. This is one thing I will say about the only trophy that's not a trophy. Being the best out of the second tier of top, the four teams that didn't automatically qualify, that is not a trophy.
No, I think that's
the team that finished second gets nothing.
It's basically a mini tournament.
The team that gets second of finishes...
You're basically like, you're proving my argument.
It's not a trophy.
Luton won a 4-team tournament. Newcastle won a 92-team tournament.
Three games is not a
potato or potato. They both won a trophy.
Is not a tournament.
It's more exciting from a fan's perspective.
You
wouldn't want to go for a playoffs and lose, but if it went to be win the playoffs or just get automatically.
It's a great day out.
Exactly, yeah.
But if you finish second, you've done better than any of those teams and you get nothing, whereas they parade around like... Luton parading around. That
we had a nice
the
bus
first
stop
and only break. Game we've
See,
ever
I,
been to.
I advocate for that. We had a really good open bus.
No, but that was in Luton. It started off with a roof.
Yeah.
And it ended up getting
and
ripped.
And then the bullets were flying, bruv.
Sold for scrap.
For cover, bruv.
Bulletproof windows.
Beyond the sidelines. As a player, I'd want a trophy in my career. As a fan, I'd want to go... as a fan, some go their whole lives without seeing their team win a trophy. Sad but true. I'm sure they all want to see trophies more than high league finishes. 100%. Ash, you're wrong here, mate.
What's that?
And you're 2-1 outnumbered.
Huh?
2-1 outnumbered.
Context matters, I think. Context matters.
just completely over the top, if you ask me.
If you're Man City and I went to you, Champions League football or Carabao Cup and no Champions League football, they'd probably take Champions League football.
Because they're so used to winning.
Exactly, yeah. So context, like Newcastle, obviously 70 years without a trophy, of course they'll take the trophy.
You need that monkey off your back. If you ain't won a trophy for that long, you need to like, that can be the catalyst to the next competition. They'd lost like four finals, haven't they? Four or five finals at Wembley.
So if Arsenal
that's going to be
won
in
this,
your head.
If Arsenal would have won this and you'd have seen these scenes, is that not over the top?
No.
Who would this be over the top for? Any team?
No one.
All right.
Everyone's to celebrate. Man City celebrated.
Celebration police. I'm against that. Celebrate however hard you want.
It's what you're in it for. You're in it for that.
Was Team wrong. South when we won Game Week 39? Was that over the top?
Did we win a trophy?
The first one we did.
Yeah, it was over the top.
Probably was, to be fair.
That was well over the top.
The most over the top thing I've ever done, I think.
Obviously, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm absolutely buzzing for Newcastle. I was desperate for them to win. As a Newcastle supporting young lad.
Oh, I hate Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
That was my team. Watching them win was brilliant. So I'm so happy for all Newcastle fans.
Brilliant day. Okay. Next up. Okay, we can do this one. Trent.
Burn up the whole rude boy.
Alexander Arnold. I think there's another image for this as well.
Is there? Oh.
There you go.
Is it that one?
So they burnt his shirt. Fans burning shirt. So, Trent. Won everything you can win at Liverpool. Been there since he was a kid. Fan, boy and man. He's key instrumental roles in winning the league, probably winning a league again this year. Champions League. Cups.
Mickey Mouse Cup.
A whole lot.
Carabao Cup.
But listen, he's decided, his contract's come to the end.
Yeah.
And he's decided that he's going to join Real Madrid. So it appears. Fans are up in the arms.
Up
in the arms.
Yeah, where's that? Sounds like a good pub.
Fans are up in arms because they can't believe that he's been so disloyal after all his time at Liverpool to leave the club. Right? And obviously what he has done, he's run his contract down. So he's going to get a nice signing on fee from Real Madrid. but in fairness, that is the point of a contract. Right?
It is, yeah.
It's up to two people to agree to terms. Now, Aaron, where do you stand on this? Do you think he's got every right to go and try and do something different? He's proved all he's had to prove. Fans are giving him stick this year anyway. What do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%. If Trent wants to leave, he wants to leave. I get the fact that it hurts. Like, as an Arsenal fan, like when you lose like Omri and Fabregas, Van Persie won. All right, I've got a grudge against that one. But when players leave, it hurts. Like, they're club legends. And obviously, Trent is a Liverpool boy through and through. But to, like, turn on him like that, it's like, grow up, will ya? Like, the contract thing is what I don't understand because that's not his problem. He's on a contract. If he signed a new deal and then said, I want to leave, they'd say, oh, why did he start a new deal and done that? That's disloyal as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't win. So... The thing with, I think Cunha has just signed a new deal and he's just publicly said he wants to leave.
Yeah.
I think there might be something behind doors where it's like, Wolves might say to Cunha, right, we'll sign you a new deal to protect your value, mm-hmm. but we will let you leave.
Yeah,
because we want the
fee. But with Trent, yeah. maybe Liverpool were like, we want you to stay. If we you sign a contract, mm. we're going to keep you there. So it's like, right, well, I'm not going to sign a new contract then.
But in fairness as well, and this is where I think it's a bit out of order, and I know the age is different, Liverpool have failed to tie down the best player in the league.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Salah, they don't want to pay the money.
Yeah.
Virgil van Dijk, they don't want to pay the money. So I don't think you can really have too much of a moral high horse about this when you've let other players run down their contract and fans are begging you to keep them.
Yeah.
Of course he's got like, what do you want him to do? It's Real Madrid. It's a new opportunity. He's won everything for you. Yeah. You wouldn't have won those titles maybe without him. You wouldn't have won that Champions League without his quick thinking against Barcelona, you know, in that that quick corner and stuff like that. He's given you the memories. He's given you everything.
I saw a Liverpool guy who was crying on Twitter and he was like, you know what? That corner wasn't even that quick. Tickle me that.
But like, this is, don't forget, like, they go on about Steven Gerrard, oh, he was so loyal, blah, blah, blah. He wanted to go to Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only because you started setting fire to his fence outside his house that he felt forced, are my family going to get hurt here?
Yeah.
And he bottled it and ended up having to say, he didn't stay because he loved you that much. He just had to, because it was like, am I going to put my family in danger and ruin my whole life for the sake of going to Chelsea to try and win something? And he ended up, guess what? He ended up finishing his career without one single trophy. Well, Premier League, sorry. He won Champions League, obviously.
Yeah.
But he ended up finishing without a Premier League trophy, which I'm sure he would have loved to have had, right? Trent's done that. Trent's completed it, mate. Mm. And now he wants a new challenge. I don't see anything wrong with that.
What's the question?
Do you think he's in the right or wrong
for leaving?
For leaving.
He ain't got a choice. If they're not offering him a contract...
Well, they are offering him a contract.
Well, they obviously aren't offering him enough money. Would Trent stay there if they offered him 300?
That's what we don't know. Offered him a good deal and he's still saying no?
Yeah.
Or they offer him a low deal?
We don't really know the context.
Well, apparently, from what I've read, the money at Real Madrid is actually less than what Liverpool are offering.
Mm.
But of course, I mean, what did Mbappe get? Like 100 million signing on fee?
Yeah.
So even if he gets like half of that, 50 mil in the bank, do you know what I mean? It's a nice little incentive. Yeah. That'll balance the difference. Yeah.
There's a lot of different costs in this.
How old is he? 25,
26 maybe?
The thing is, you speak to most... he's like 26 now. But if you speak to most 26-year-olds, right, he's not married, he's not got a family, he's not got kids in school. You speak to most 26-year-olds now, even I think it's not, I think... How it's been recently, you're a bit like, do you know what? I'd love 26. To live somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a bit of sun, like live in the sunshine. Mm. Guy's going to go and live in Spain, like
in that's the what I mean,
He's a young guy. He's a human. He's a football's a job. He could might have, not like it as a fan.
He could have whatever trivial reason he wants. He could just think, I just want better weather.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's not obligated to stay at Liverpool his whole life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And he can come back. He's at a prime of his career. He might not get this opportunity again. He can go to Real Madrid and be an absolute. Like Galactico, like some of the other English players have gone in the past. Stephen McManaman left Liverpool for Real Madrid and won multiple Champions Leagues.
If you defected to another podcast, how do you think the Blues fans will react?
Give me a listen. They'd understand. They see Ash every week.
Ratings fly up.
They see Ash every week. They'd completely understand.
Open top parade, like the Newcastle one, isn't it?
I think fair play to Trent. I think he's done it the right way. He's, like you say, seen out his contract. Liverpool may have offered him X amount of money. It's a new challenge in a new country. Like Nick said, he's won absolutely every trophy that he can win. What else is there to achieve? The only thing left for him to achieve now would be one club man status, which almost never happens anymore. And no one really cares about that.
I think everyone logically...
I don't think so.
They
not
do.
Anymore.
You look at Mark Noble at West Ham. I mean... He's not even the best player. He's a decent player, but he's not even. Yeah. And he's held up.
But he's only celebrated in West Ham.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
West Ham treasure.
Mark Noble is
West Ham national treasure.
In the nicest possible way, Mark Noble is not getting offers from Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Barcelona. Look at Harry Kane, right? He left to go to Bayern because he He's done as much as he could. They didn't win any trophies because it's Spurs, but he's done as much as he could.
This is the only thing I'll say.
By the way, Mark Noble did have two loan spells at Hull and Ipswich. So technically, he's not a one club man. That's bullshit. Spells. Yeah? There's no such thing as a one club man. Let him go. Let him go absolutely turn it up in Real.
I think everyone with a logical brain knows he can do whatever he wants to do. But thinking about it, if like Saka just come out tomorrow and said, I'm going Real Madrid, I wouldn't be thinking logically, I'd be hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't burn his shirt, but it would hurt. Do you know what I mean?
You don't understand.
Wouldn't you just feel like, oh, he's given us a great, like if Saka stayed for another, say, when Saka's deal run out?
I don't know.
Let's say it's three years' time.
Yeah, it probably is something like that,
Let's say it's 3 years' time, it takes him up to a similar age to Trent. Would you not, and let's say in that time, he won you the league and he won a Champions League. Do you not think you'd be like, fair play, you've done everything for this club. You deserve...
Selfish.
If you do want to go...
That's so selfish.
It would still hurt.
Yeah.
He's so young. I feel like Saka is an Arsenal man through and through, like what he is with Trent. It would still hurt, but I would never like send him abuse or burn football shirts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just heartbreaking, isn't it? When it's your boy.
Some people care too much. Way too much.
If Francesca came to you and said, the postman has offered me... a lovely new house.
Yeah.
position comes with a car.
Three bed.
So I'm off. Yeah. I'm gonna go and be. Thank you for our time together.
Yeah.
I've taken you as far as I can. I've tried to train you and make you a better man. I can't do any more.
Yeah.
I'm off. Would you wish her all the best or would you be bitter?
Yeah, I'd wish her all the best. Then I'd find that house. I would burn the fucker down
and deliver post. Flip the script on it.
That's right.
Nice.
I'm coming to deliver my big post.
If you need to start that fire, there's some trench shirts burning about.
Yeah. Use them as kindling. All right. So I think we're pretty unanimous on that one.
Mm.
Right. This one.
South there's a
few
travel.
Few pictures of these. Right. So
what is that?
I'll tell you what it is, Ash. So new.
Do enlighten me.
Newcastle, what do you call them? Like podcast, like fan channels or influencers or whatever of Newcastle Football Club have been paid quite handsomely, I'm sure, to promote the after party of the Carabao Cup success in Saudi Arabia.
What?
Right? So have you seen this? You've not seen this? I'll show you a clip afterwards. So basically, obviously... Newcastle, a Saudi-owned/backed sports washing company.
Allegedly.
And they have backed Newcastle, and obviously they want to celebrate. So what they've done is tried to piggyback on the cup of their success.
Mm.
They've got all of these YouTubers and influencers to try and get people to go to learn more about, this is one of the quotes, learn more about the history of Newcastle by coming to Saudi Arabia. Now, you can see these packages.
Mm.
I mean, there's one there. This is popping up like on an interview outside the club. Highlights of Saudi Arabia, 7-day tour, guide price from £4,000 per person. I mean, is it just not tone deaf? Bearing in mind, there's people saying, do you know what? Season tickets going out. Don't know if I can afford that. Come to Saudi Arabia. And I'm not getting it at all. Ash, flick to another picture. You'll see some of the stuff
I'm talking
about.
The people of Newcastle got that sort of money lying around.
Nah,
well, people of what sort of people? And no one's, look at this. Visas are available on like this guy, this numpty. He's saying, oh, you can do your visa online, mate. Like, just come over. Don't worry about it. Come here. Where's another one, Ash? They're all at it. Enjoy the culture. What culture? The whole thing about Newcastle enjoying this, they want to get pissed up. You can't have a drink. Like, they're in the streets getting absolutely smashed. Can't do that in Saudi. What are you going to learn? Look at him. I mean, he's the worst of the worst, this guy. Him and his dad.
What's his name?
Thogden.
Yeah.
Come to Riyadh. Come celebrate in Riyadh.
I'd be interested to know the take-up.
Mate, it must be less than zero. Every single fan is like, these guys need to... get the F out of our club. They're embarrassing themselves. That is mad. Embarrassing us.
If you're a Newcastle fan,
tone deaf.
And they're a one club town, and they've won the cup, you're going to want to be in Newcastle with your mates celebrating. You're not going to want to go on a tour around the Saudi
Desert.
Well,
they're trying to get a whole crew there to go to this. I mean, look at the picture in the background.
Especially at that price. Like, do a little discount or something. I mean, do a little 50% off for the cup win.
In this day and age, times are hard.
Times are hard.
Times are hard. You can't be going to celebrate Newcastle's cup win in Riyadh.
They can't even get drunk there. They'll get slammed up.
Yeah. Maybe that's part of the plan. Maybe that's part of the plan. They charge them all to get out of jail. All corruption, isn't it? So, Aaron, what do you think? Are you up for
embarrassing, says,
going to this?
I mean, I wouldn't mind a holiday there if you're paying me to go or something, but...
No, you've got to pay $4,000, mate.
No.
Four, six, no. Eight, nine.
I can't say that's value for money. I'll be joining the Geordie boys with a can of Foster's or bottle of Frosty Jack's for a quid from the corner shop.
Fantasy Football Scout is in the chat.
That's not FPL legit. That's not legit.
Do you not think that is Ed? Is it Ed?
Oops,
Who are you? What is your real? Is that Ed? Is it Gianni?
Mystery scout person. Oh, it's Ed.
There you go.
How's it going, Ed?
Ed. I know. I can imagine Ed in Riyadh.
Yeah.
Getting like with those gin and tonics.
Yeah, Ed will be there. Of course he will.
I'd give him an hour before he got nicked. Let's slap the cuffs on him pronto.
Ed is a Newcastle fan, as we know. I wonder what his... Ed, what's the consensus? Are you...
Oh, Yelena's here as well.
As an Ed...
Shout, Yelena.
Ed's got like a Newcastle podcast in his bio. He's probably in with these.
Oh, he's probably
running the event. Yeah, it's all him. Yeah.
Sold his soul to the devil. Funny enough, we did see the guy that was selling visas, trying to get people to do their visas online. He actually has been screenshot because someone criticized him. And he screenshot a message back to him saying, mate, I hate it as much as you, but, you know, basically they just offered me the money. I couldn't say no.
Got to pay the bills. Really?
And obviously that might breach his thing now. So they might be, he might be getting his money taken back. So he's absolutely mugged himself right off.
Nothing
against Saudi, but I don't think it's exactly the place to celebrate Newcastle winning. If you do genuinely want to go there and explore more about the culture and see it as a place, cool. But tying it into Newcastle, it's got nothing to do with Newcastle.
It's a commercial opportunity.
It's got nothing to do with Newcastle. Yeah. Right. Okay. Ash.
Yeah.
I think it's time to put Aaron to the test.
Oh, no.
La Bosch.
Come on, Ash. Press them buttons.
Yeah.
It's that time where people get nervous. Are you really going to do it?
No.
Now, you can see here, there's some incredible times. 7.91 is the winning time so far. How did you fare historically?
I had one really good score, because I think you gave me someone easy. And then another couple times, I was awful. And... like I said, I've been watching less and less football recently, so you better give me something easy, bro. Give me Salah or something.
Right. You don't want to be on the wall of shame with Buna and Fella and Trophy.
Well, if you pop the goggles on, I'm not going to explain the rules because you know the rules about now.
You know the rules. Shout out, Bevo.
There should just be one.
It's on there already.
There should be one on there already.
It's on there already. It's preloaded.
Oh, Ash has got it.
It's preloaded.
I thought that was a mic.
That's mic.
Jank, bro. Fucking hell.
I missed that. Aaron had the goggles.
Was that from a distance?
And Nick held the smelling salts underneath his nose.
Fucking hell.
That was the initial flinch of the nostrils.
I thought Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue were in the room.
Because your initial thing is like, that smells weird. And then you'll go,
what the fuck?
Yeah. The first sniff, I was like, what is that? I thought it was a goggle. What's the goggle smell?
Right, goggles back on. I won't do it again. Right.
All right, let's see the player. There we go.
There it is.
There's the player.
And then we'll take it away.
Take it away.
Okay.
Jesse, you're on the timer, yeah?
I'll take these off.
Yes.
You can take them off now, mate. All good.
Now.
Okay, so the rules are that we'll start when you ask your first.
Is it when you guys answer I start it?
No, when he finishes soon asking.
As soon as Aaron's sentence finishes. Okay.
Okay. Are they a big six team?
Yes.
Arsenal?
No.
Man City?
No.
Tottenham?
No.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Defender?
No.
Midfielder?
Yes.
Enzo?
Yes! Yes!
Now, I think...
Why do you give such easy ones every
That's
time?
What I needed, brother.
The easiest ones.
I needed
ones.
That, brother.
Tons of Chelsea players. There's so many Chelsea players.
He said the first one. Yeah. It was literally the first one that came to his brain was Enzo.
Well, that's
on him. Easy.
He could have said Neto. He could have
said elite ball knowledge, brother.
Elite ball.
He could have said
and also an easy one.
He could have said Madueke. He could have said Cole Palmer. Cole Palmer's surely the most well known.
Well, yeah, obviously not.
Anyway,
I was thinking it's Aaron. Is,
we need to run back that time because I'm pretty sure we'll review it after. But I'm pretty sure that was like
yeah,
8.5.
We need a little VAR.
That's,
yeah.
that's close to Sim. I know that.
I think close it's. I think it's. Yeah, second We're, place possibly.
Second. Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Very good. Very good, Aaron. Very good.
9.17.
Right, Aaron. Let's get the comments back up when you get a sec, please, Jesse. Aaron, when is the beef podcast coming back?
The beef podcast.
It's all I want in my life.
Is never coming back, I'm afraid. I told you, I've lost the passion. I love films now. That's my new obsession.
More passion.
FPL. More I mean, I still play FPL, but I feel like the beef landscape is not what it was before.
It gets too serious.
It's very... Man. It's dominated by one man and one man only.
Ugh.
And we all know, he who shall not be named.
But he's not good at beef.
No.
It's just boring. Same even stuff over again. Boring.
I love beef. Even I get tired of Bateman's tweets.
Who?
Huh?
Da-na-na-na. Yeah.
Is he really
going to
do it?
I'll chuck the beef emoji up on Twitter. But as far as podcast goes...
Never again.
Never again.
The screenshots, the timestamps were all incredible. but yeah.
There were some classics.
Do you feel like the FPL community is kind of not what it once was?
Yeah, I do online. Actually. I thought about that the other week. I was like, where's timeline's
everyone?
A bit dead.
Where's everyone?
Yeah. Maybe, is that Blue Button. Sky? Are they still in Blue Sky?
I don't know. Yeah,
no one talked about that either.
Everyone's defected, isn't it? They're trying to burn up the Tesla showrooms and that and move away from X.
Yeah. But even like FPL meets, like I didn't go for one for a while. So it's good to go back and see everyone again. And I was like, oh yeah, like the community's still it's still there.
Yeah.
But
oh, was you at the last one?
Yeah, I went to the last one, yeah. Where were you guys?
Oh, I was busy.
I was on holiday.
Oh, busy, yeah?
Yeah, it was
Ash, you know what, Ash, like we spoke about.
Watch some Lily Phillips videos, I heard.
Yeah.
Nah, Bonnie. No, that food ain't gonna move itself, brother. You know what I mean?
No, it's definitely still functioning as a community. But maybe people are a bit more reserved nowadays.
I've seen so many like more people saying that they don't enjoy FPL as much and that they're going to quit.
That's most times just they're not doing very well.
I see so much of it.
People doing well never say they're not enjoying it.
I feel like the discourse, if you want to chat FPL, it's like in live streams on people's YouTube channels. Mm. People don't really tweet and chat FPL anymore. I don't think I'm the same because I'm like I used to say it all the time, like oh yeah I might do this and then just some I'm about to say plonk of him but that's me about some wally who just an egg will say something give some shit advice you're like why am I listening to you bruv like I feel like a lot of people feel that you can't get no value from just chatting to the ether.
Yeah, true. And also if you're not getting much traction. And also, the timeline did get messed up. I mean, the amount of stuff, all I see is like Trump and blooming Elon Musk. I've muted every time I try and mute. I'm like, I don't want to see fights in American shopping supermarkets.
Why am I seeing this?
I've never given you any inkling that this is the sort of content.
It only shows you what you've been watching.
No, it doesn't.
You must like it.
There's no interest
in it
whatsoever.
You must be wanting to watch that stuff, bro.
And then it's like, and then all it is just racist people in the comments, like just... Oh, it's them again. It's just like, just what is this? Why is it coming up? I've got no interest. And all I do every time, three buttons, don't like content not relevant or whatever it says. Content not relevant. Like, see less of this, see less of this, see less of this. Yeah. And it still comes back. I'm like, road rage is, I'm like, I don't care. Why? Why am I seeing road rage in America? Because I get from in America, they want to stoke up the politics and they want them all arguing against each other because that's how they got in the first place. But it does do my head in. I think it's wrong on every level.
Best thing I ever did was take a step back from Twitter.
Well, you were need a revival with a juice.
Yeah.
Five-a-side tournament.
We're gonna do one.
We might have a little something yeah. up the sleeve. Yeah. We can't you guys.
Say too much at the minute, but it's going to be a nice little charity event. Make some money.
Oh, yeah.
Play some five-a-side.
It's an announcement cooking.
We're just working on a date, so stay tuned for that. Yeah. Excellent.
Should we do the poll results?
Yes, let's have a look.
Can we end the poll, please, Jesse?
I mean, I can see 67%.
I think Nick's won this. I think I was close, though, weren't I?
No.
I've won this.
I think I was pretty close.
You would have been close.
7%.
There you go. You would have been, because you put chunks in there. Chunks in the Wheelstone Raider.
That was almost worse than your FPL team, bro.
At least Aaron's ones were like with a bit of like sense of humour. But you're genuinely putting chunks in there.
Aaron's putting
Ronnie Pickering in there as a bit of a laugh. You're putting chunks in there with a straight face.
Two porn stars in it.
Yeah, and still beat you.
Yeah, that's mad. That just shows the sort of clientele we have that watch this show.
That's true.
You absolute wrong'uns.
That's true.
How can you pick them two?
We love the
over chunks and Wellstone.
Yeah, we love Amy the degeneracy and of FBLG.
Jesus.
But thank you so much for joining us tonight. Appreciate you all watching. Guys, if you're not a member already, I can see a few people in the chat tonight haven't ticked the old membership. Do get ticking. You can win a signed football shirt if you're a legend member. I mean, I hate to say it's not the hardest thing to win. If you're half decent FPL,
I've won one. So.
We've got a couple. You've won one. And we've got people who've won like twice.
Yeah.
You know, we've got...
so many shirts, I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Do
they? Like Hillard Harriers, he's won twice now. Yeah. Who else? Dan, didn't Fella win twice?
Has he won twice? I don't think he's won twice. I got close to winning another.
There's
one.
A couple of people that have won twice anyway. Yeah. Maybe it's Sham. I think it might be Sham. But do make sure you join. Drop a little like on the stream after it's posted. Leave us a comment if you wouldn't mind. That does make all the difference with that rhythm that is Algo. Ash, anything to say?
Nah. I'm starving, bruv. I need to go get some food immediately. I'm absolutely hank right now.
Lovely.
I was hoping James was going to get some Wingstop in, but sadly it was his birthday.
We should have bought
him. That's a priority.
We should have bought him something, really, rather than you trying to ponce off him again. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on, mate. Yeah. Really appreciate you. Hope you get home all safe, not too long a journey back. And guys, we will
see you on the next one.
Next Tuesday.
Bye, Felicia.
Cheers, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.